I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Absolute Harmony is an a cappella band based primarily in Corvallis, including Elizabeth Wyatt, Julie Williams, Shelley Willis, Mickey Riemann, and Robin Patterson. They merge original compositions with covers of songs ranging from South African freedom songs to contemporary folk music, from doo-wop to choral arrangements. They join us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So how do you go about the arrangement process in this band? Arranging for five voices is not an easy thing.
There are not many for five women's voices. And so everything's SATB, and we have to rearrange, and we count on the brains of Mickey Riemann, because she's got, I think, the highest musical chops of all of us, formally. But then it's kind of like leg wrestling and arm wrestling to figure out who gets what part. We lift a lot of songs by ear. We'll go on retreat to the coast usually and spend 3 to 5 days just wrestling with a lot of music, singing 9 hours a day, breaking to eat and sip and enjoy each other's company at the same time.
What do you feel like singing for us here first?
The next song is Kinder.
Kinder. This is, yes, I love this song. I brought this song. It's just got such a great message about how to be in the world in a way that promotes positive energy out and positive energy in. And I think the more we can kind of put that out there and reinforce it for ourselves, it's always a good thing.
I've decided to be happy. I've decided to be glad. I've decided to be grateful for all I ever had. I've decided to let go of all this pain tonight. I've decided to let go of all these demons inside. I know I am blessed. I know all I ever wanted was this. I know I don't need more. I've got what I came for. To that little voice inside, telling me I'm beautiful, it's okay to be alive. I've decided to be kinder to myself when I feel sad. I've decided to be grateful for all I ever had.
Absolute Harmony live in the KLCC studios. Elizabeth Wyatt, Julie Williams, Shelley Willis, Mickey Riemann, and Robin Patterson. Gratitude gets you a long ways, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Why not?
And message seems to be an important part of this band. Tell me about that.
You know, the whole place that you touch people, there's so many ways, intellectually, emotionally, with sound, with sight, everything, and music kind of puts it all together. It's like the universal language. I think we initially were struck by some of the musical movements that have changed cultures, like the South African songs that changed apartheid overnight. And, you know, not music as a weapon, but music as healing is an important aspect for us.
All of you either have children or work with children. How do you think that affects your music?
I think for me, it makes me very aware of the intention I want to put forth for the world that my child is entering. And I think that being intentional about that in parenting, being intentional about that in my choices and in my activities and in my music and how I take care of myself and how I move through the world is a good thing and as a role model for my child.
Mm-hmm. And we, I think we have a certain freedom. We all reached this point where we said, why don't we do this? We're just going to do it. We don't care anymore. We're just going to do it. And we all work full time in jobs. So it's not as if we can devote our whole lives to music. But I think that's a great example for our children, especially those who are reaching the age when everything is really self-conscious and they're worried about all that.
Absolute Harmony live in the KLCC studios. What's the next song you have for us here?
You guys want to do The Atheist?
Let's do it. So we sing a lot of great gospel songs and old spirituals and from different cultures and different religions. And you know, per our friend, I wish he was our friend, but for our friend Steve Martin, who says, up until now, atheists have not had a song. until now.
Christians have their hymns and pages. How about Aguilas for the Jews? Baptists have the Rock of Ages. Atheists just sing the blues.
Romantics play
Clanaloon. Born again, sing He is risen.
But
no one ever wrote a tune. For godless existentialism.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith.
In their song,
they have a rule.
The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Some folks sing
a baccantata. Lutherans have Christmas trees.
Atheist songs
add up to nada.
But
they do have Sundays free.
Pentecostals sing
to heaven.
Gnostics have
the Book of Scrolls.
Numerologists count
to seven. Atheists have rock and roll.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith.
In their song,
they have a rule.
The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Atheists
don't have no song.
Christians have
their hymns and pages.
Habanagilas
for the Jews. Baptists have the Rock of Ages. Atheists just sing the blues.
Catholics
dress up for Mass
and listen to
Gregorian chants.
Atheists
just take a pass.
Watch football in their underpants. Watch football in their underpants.
Atheists
don't have no soul.
Absolute Harmony live in the KLCC studios. Elizabeth Wyatt, Julie Williams, Shelley Willis, Mickey Riemann, and Robin Patterson. For information on Absolute Harmony, see Absolute Harmony Corvallis on Facebook. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.